Today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a flood watch and a risk for severe storms. I'll walk through the timeline for today's rain.
Rescue crews in the Atlantic are racing against time to find passengers aboard that Titan sub now that the oxygen supply has expected to run out.
And keeping your kids safe when they are in school. We're expecting an update today on what state leaders are doing to keep students safe from guns and violence. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Laura Levine.
And I'm Chris Levingood. A lot of stories to cover today. We'll get to those in just a second. I'm Chris Levingood. Just a quick second, though. This is the first time that we've been able to anchor together.
Yes, so I love it. I love it.
I'm smiling. I'm happy. So I'm happy to be here today. I'm also happy to have meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here today because she is tracking that WREL weather alert day.
I'm happy to have both of you here since the rest of the crew has vanished. We do have a WREL weather alert day. We will be fully staffed in the Weather Center today. I have no fear. 1 to 3 inches of rain could cause some flooding today, especially in the areas highlighted here in green from Raleigh down toward Fayetteville and westward. This is where we've already seen 2 to 3 inches of rain this week, so that would be more susceptible to flooding. And then from the Triangle area southward and eastward, we have a level one severe threat, so wind damage, some hail, even some isolated tornadoes closer to the coast are a possibility later on today. Right now, we're dealing with some rain moving through the northern part of Wake County and on up into Granville County up toward Virginia. You can zoom in just a little bit. Some very heavy rain along 540, northern 540, and then heading up toward I-85. Durham, Chapel Hill, most of Durham and Orange counties are seeing rain, and even up into Franklin County. This is a look at Franklinton, and you can see some steady to heavy rain falling here downtown. You're going to run into that in some parts of the viewing area. This will lift northward, and we'll get a little bit of a break, and then closer to lunchtime, we'll have more thunderstorms developing across the region and spreading eastward. Here's 2 o'clock from Raleigh to Rocky Mount to Goldsboro. We're going to see that batch develop and sliding off to the east. That's probably going to be when we'll have the best chance of severe storms. We will continue to see more rain developing through the afternoon and evening, even after that band moves on through. We take a live look at Durham, where the rain's continuing to fall steadily. 68 degrees is our temperature there, and we'll see temperatures climbing into the upper 70s. Tropics are active too. Two systems. We've been talking about Brett for the last couple of days. It's moving west at 15, 70 mile per hour winds, almost hurricane strength, moving across the Leeward Islands, but then dissipating over the weekend here in the Caribbean. Tropical Depression 4 formed at 5 a.m., moving west at 12 miles per hour with winds at 35, likely to become Tropical Storm Cindy later today. It swings farther north, but also dissipates up there in the Atlantic once we get into the weekend. Of course, it's messy out there on the roads with all this rain. Anthony, taking a look at that.
Yeah, it's certainly been causing some issues. I mean, for meteorologist Brian Schrader this morning as well. We're tracking certainly a busy morning out there. Numerous crashes here across our viewing area. So let's start off kind of what we're seeing right now. I-40 westbound at Jones Sausage Road. This is definitely causing some issues. You notice that red stretching all the way to the bottom of your screen there. If you're headed in that direction, expect some big time slowdowns. Also been watching this one here, US 1 at Walnut Street. We're seeing some slowdowns. The sensors there in the red. A big one here, the serious crash that is showing up, at least to the north there. Looks like it maybe is off to the east, right on I-540 near Six Forks Road. So that's certainly going to be slow going this morning. And we're watching here across our viewing area. We'll keep you updated as we go throughout the morning and have an update here from Storm Tracker in just a little bit. But Chris, that's what we're seeing right now.
All right, thanks, Anthony. We are following breaking news from Johnston County. First responders responded to a call of someone being hit by a car. The WREL breaking news tracker was at that scene. It happened shortly after 5 a.m. on Buffalo Road in Smithfield, near Smithfield Middle School. No word on any injuries or conditions of the people involved.
Right now, rescue crews in the Atlantic Ocean are still looking for the Titan submersible. Within the last 30 minutes, the Coast Guard posted to their Twitter that a French vessel has deployed their ROV to help in the search. The oxygen supply the 5 passengers had on board was due to run out at about 7:08 this morning. International crews, including 2 Coast Guard planes from Elizabeth City, are searching an area twice the size of Connecticut in the Atlantic Ocean. They're hoping banging sounds detected underwater will help them narrow the search. A Campbell University professor tells us even if they find the sub, getting the crew back safe will be a huge challenge.
Once you locate it, getting down the rescue apparatus, either lifting bags or hooking a line to it and pulling it up, is going to take a long time. And so as we go on here, the chances of recovering the crew become less.
And he says the crew probably had very little water and no food on board as well. Another concern is carbon dioxide. The submersible is only the size of a minivan, so it is cramped with potentially dangerous concentrations of CO2.
Yeah, very serious situation there. Parents are expected to get a better idea of what's being done to keep their children safe in school. The state's Safer Schools Task Force will share a big update on its progress protecting students, teachers, and staff. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is tracking what we could learn today. So, Kelsey, break down, what exactly could we see?
So that's going to be coming up in the next couple of hours or so. That task force will be meeting right here at the Juvenile Justice Office. They're going to be looking at the latest data on school shooter threats. This new information is coming from the State Bureau of Investigation's Beta Unit. That's a team of investigators and psychologists who assess active shooter threats in schools. The NC Task Force for Safer Schools is made up of educators, parents, mental health professionals, and law enforcement. Now, they also plan to review updates to the NC Safe campaign, which is focused on gun safety. William Lassiter from the Department of Public Safety says there's been a spike in crime involving young people and guns.
That's gone from 1,500 incidents of juvenile crime that involved a firearm to 4,500 last year. So in just a four-year time period, we've seen this huge increase.
Now, out of all of those incidents that Lassiter just mentioned, he says that only 3% of those happen on school grounds, but they're working to get that number down to zero. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Also today, you are invited to see how a group in Orange County is expected to improve school safety there. The county's school safety task force is meeting at 5:30 p.m. to consider approving its recommendations after a year worth of work. Those suggestions include having school leaders, staff, students, and law enforcement to meet four times a year to discuss safety. The board also recommends clearly defining the role of school resource officers and clarifying language related to lockdowns and other law enforcement codes. Tonight's meeting is at the Witted Building in Hillsboro. Two people are in jail this morning after a chase and a crash on I-540. That happened around 11 o'clock last night near the Buffalo Road exit. State troopers say they tried to pull over a car for aggressive driving when it sped off. The chase lasted about 2 miles until the driver hit another car before losing control and hitting the median. The driver and a passenger both jumped from the vehicle and then ran, but again, they were caught.
This evening, the Durham Police Department is hoping to bring in new talent as it deals with a shortage of officers. The department is hosting an in-person hiring event at its headquarters downtown and a virtual one as well. It runs from 6 to 7 tonight. Durham Police have been holding these job fairs twice a month. Earlier this month, a group of officers told City Council they're having to deal with chronic understaffing. They're called for higher pay. Well, today, North Carolina's elections director will answer questions about how our state handles votes. Karen Brinson Bell is set to testify before state lawmakers today at the General Assembly, where you are looking live at right now. Sources tell WREL she could be grilled by Republicans who think she's politicizing her role. The testimony comes just one day after the state Senate passed two bills to reshape how you vote. One would toss our any mail-in votes not received by election night. And right now, there is a three-day grace period. The other bill set stricter rules for same-day voter registration.
Governor Roy Cooper is headed to Pittsburgh today, and he's expected to celebrate efforts to improve communication between first responders. The governor will visit the Chatham County Emergency Operations Center to talk about FirstNet. That technology has been in use there for about 5 years. It's designed to provide faster internet and cell coverage for first responders. That way, they can get in touch with each other faster during an emergency.
Coming up, the historical connection the CEO of the missing submersible has to the Titanic.
Plus, a town in Utah is dealing with a cricket invasion. We'll hear from experts on how they plan to get rid of them.
Welcome back. You're looking live at Apex this morning, where you can clearly see the dark clouds over the town right there. Thank you for watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, boy, we are in for quite a soaker today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gartner with us now. And Elizabeth, the rain, we've seen it in many areas. Apex, as you just saw, very cloudy. I know it's going to pick up some more later today as well.
We do have a WRL weather alert day. We've had lots of rain in our western counties over the last several days. We got a little bit of a break yesterday, but we could see another 1 to 3 inches across the viewing area. And in these areas where we've already had 2 to 3 inches, this is where we'd have a better chance of seeing some flooding. So we have the flood watch. We also have a level one risk for severe storms from the Triangle area eastward and southward back into the Sand Hills. We'll have the potential for some damaging winds or some hail, even a possible tornado, especially as you get a little closer to the coast. So we'll be tracking all of that for you this afternoon. None of that likely to happen this morning. We take a live look here at Goldsboro. At one point, a few hours ago, I saw a little bit of sunshine through the clouds. So the eastern part of our viewing area has not seen as much of the rain as the central and western parts have. I saw a little bit of sun there in Goldsboro. It's fairly dry there right now, but a little breezy. We've had some steady rain in Apex. Looks like it's tapering off, but it's a bit wetter here in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. A little bit of a break in the rain there in Fayetteville, right there on Hay Street in front of our Fayetteville newsroom. Right now, the bulk of the rain is from the Triangle area moving northward. We had that band moving through over the last hour or so, and it continues to lift north, headed up through Granville County. So you're going to start to see that in Stem and Oxford, where that heavier rain is. And it's steady around Durham and Chapel Hill, heading up toward Roxboro, Henderson, along the I-85 corridor. A big picture, this low pressure system continues to bring the wet conditions for us. It is likely to gradually lift northward and eastward and out of here by the weekend. But right now, it's helping to push a warm front across the eastern part of the state. You can see all that lightning there right along the coast. We're going to start to see more of that pushing in. And we've had a lot of heavy rain this morning in parts of the viewing area, but no thunder and lightning just yet. That's more likely as we get closer to lunchtime. You can see the brighter colors around Fayetteville and Clinton there at noon. That begins to lift northward. And from Raleigh to Goldsboro, watch that line there. Now, along that line is where we'd have a good chance of seeing some wind damage or isolated tornadoes. That lifts out of the viewing area by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but we do continue to have some scattered showers behind it. We'll move it on ahead overnight. More rain here in our forecast. Tomorrow morning looking a little lighter, and our coverage of rain and storms tomorrow is not as great as what we're seeing today, but it's not zero either. So we continue to have a chance of showers and storms at least through tomorrow. And then we start to see that pattern changing a little bit. We have a medium risk for flooding today. We're going to see a lot of rain across our area. It does bump back down to a low risk for tomorrow. You can see some of those totals anywhere from an inch to 2, maybe even 3 inches of rain between now and Friday. Back to a 60% chance from Friday after a 100% chance today. 30 on Saturday, and right now it's looking dry on Sunday. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But as we dry out, we're going to heat up to 87 degrees on Saturday, 90 on Sunday. Another fairly hefty front comes in for us on Monday and Tuesday, which could bring some severe storms. It will bring some cooler temperatures too. Lots of rain out there, Anthony, and I know we've got some backups.
Yes, definitely been a very busy morning here, of course, weather-wise and traffic-wise. Let's take you out here to the roads. We have the WRAL storm tracker out and about heading south there on 540 toward Knightdale. Of course, it's certainly been a busy morning here with all of the rain. You can see not necessarily pouring in their direction. They're just kind of seeing that light to moderate rainfall. Take it slow, though, if you're out and about. We've seen lots of issues out there as far as crashes, some of them serious, unfortunately. And so let's show you here kind of what we're expecting as we go throughout the next couple of hours. There was the storm tracker, and look at all these issues we have out there. Notice all of the red there. I-440 westbound at Six Forks Road. This has been a big time slowdown here. So in that direction, maybe if you can avoid that, that's going to be a good bet. We head down to the south here. This is on I-40 as well, kind of as you get closer to that US 70 ramp there, a little bit up to the north. You see where that crash is, and then we head back to the west here. There's also another one at North Carolina 540 at Green Level West Road. Not seeing major slowdowns from this one, but certainly that one on 540 going to be causing some issues, and 440 as well, guys, this morning.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. This morning, we are learning more about the wife of one of the missing submersible passengers missing in the Atlantic. According to a report, Wendy Rush married Stockton Rush. He is the pilot and CEO of OceanGate. Wendy is the great-great-granddaughter of Ida and Isidore Strauss. The Strausses both died on the Titanic in 1912. Isidore was a co-founder of the Macy's department store, and the Strausses were known for being some of the most wealthiest people on the Titanic and for their love for each other. Many survivors say they saw Ida refuse a spot on the lifeboat, choosing to stay with her husband on the ship.
A toddler is in critical condition after an overdose, and this morning, two people are facing charges. Joey Palmer and Casey Holt, there on your screen, are charged with felony child abuse and several drug charges. The Moore County Sheriff's Office says the toddler has been in the hospital since last week. Deputies discovered fentanyl and marijuana at the home where the child was found. Both Palmer and Holt are being held on $1.5 million bonds.
The legal team representing former President Trump in his classified documents case is getting its first look at the evidence gathered by the special counsel. New court filings show investigators gathered more recordings of Trump than what has been released to the public. The evidence also includes copies of surveillance footage, memos from investigators, and transcripts of witness testimony. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 charges in the federal case. And the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has pleaded not guilty. Jack Teixeira entered the plea yesterday in a Massachusetts federal court. He's accused of sharing the documents on the social media platform Discord. Now, if convicted on all counts, he could face up to 60 years in prison and a $1.5 million fine.
Well, you hear it there. House Democrats are rallying behind Adam Schiff. The GOP-led House voted yesterday to censure the California congressman. The move comes over comments Schiff made several years ago regarding the investigation into former President Trump's ties to Russia. Speaking last night on CNN, Schiff called the censure a badge of honor.
So this is basically Trump and MAGA world going after someone they think is effective in standing up to them. And so I feel like I've earned their opposition.
The resolution requires the House Ethics Committee to launch an investigation into Schiff.
WREL's Five on Your Side is tracking new developments into their investigation into the North Carolina State Treasurer's Office. That includes miscalculated payouts and a botched audit. Last month, Keely Arthur told you about retirees on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that was because of an overpayment error at the Retirement Systems Division. Tonight at 6, she reveals a new batch of people who had their benefits taken away, this time based on a law that did not exist.
This is irresponsible to the citizens of North Carolina. They wasted a bunch of money. They could have been, they wasted a bunch of time and money. It's the taxpayers' money.
Participants in these plans.
Five on Your Side looks into who was behind the botched audit and talks to a former educator who was told she owed more than $118,000 to the state. Her fight to set the record straight, only on WREL at 6. Do not miss that story.
Well, engineers, planners, and more will have their hands full starting this morning as they sort through feedback on some potentially big changes to Capitol Boulevard. Members of the community spoke last night about a plan to turn U.S. 1 into a six-lane freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. It's called a controlled access highway. It would remove all traffic signals and driveway connections. Officials say that could ease congestion and improve travel times.
All I know is the traffic on Capitol, especially during rush hour and either way, it's terrible. It's just terrible. It's really frustrating.
And there are four phases planned for this project. Right now, only the first one has funding. A zookeeper featured in Netflix's Tiger King is facing prison time. Bhagavan Antle has been convicted of four felonies in Virginia for by endangered lion cubs. Antle was known as Doc Antle in the hit docuseries. He was found guilty of two counts of wildlife trafficking and two counts of conspiring to traffic wildlife. Prosecutors say he would illegally purchase endangered lion cubs in Virginia, but planned to display the animals at his wildlife and safari park in South Carolina. Antle is scheduled to be sentenced in September.
The NBA draft is tonight. The San Antonio Spurs have the first pick, and experts expect them to take French superstar Victor Wembanyama. Some Triangle College players could hear their names called tonight, too. Duke's Derek Lively and Derek Whitehead are projected picks, and so is NC State's Tre'Quavion Smith. A contestant on The Price is Right is recovering after, well, getting a little too excited and hurting himself. I mean, I'd be cheering too. The man named Henry dislocated his shoulder with one of these arm waves. So when it came time to spin the big wheel, that's his wife, Alice. She had to be the one to do it. And as the show posted on Instagram, he won a trip to Hawaii and the ER. He'll be all right, though. He's healing up in Hawaii.
Okay, this is pretty disturbing, Chris. A town in Utah is being invaded by countless crickets. Well, and people are clearly bugging out about it. Look at these creepy bugs in Elko, Utah. The town is being invaded by what are called Mormon crickets. Countless creepy crawlers cover the sidewalks, roadways, and homes. Experts say there are not many options to get rid of them either.
You can see that they're moving and crawling, and the whole road's crawling, and it just makes your skin crawl. It's just so gross.
When we looked out here, the whole wall was just covered. That really, really, really freaked me out.
Well, I guess so. The bugs don't bite or sting, but can pose a threat to crops and other vegetation, and they're just, well, plain creepy.
Creepy, not cute, but here's a cute baby animal story for your Thursday morning. An endangered 3-month-old chick that hatched at a New England aquarium is all grown up. Well, grown up enough to move in with the rest of the penguin colony. The African penguin is named Bray because the noises it makes sounds a lot like a donkey. She is surrounded by several relatives in her new habitat, including 41-year-old great-grandmother Deco. The age is impressive. The species has a life expectancy of 10 to 15 years. I'm not going to lie. I learned that the bray is the hee-haw sound that donkeys make. I thought hee-haw would be what they were talking about. So, I don't know. I learned something new this morning.
Well, we've got good news for people who enjoy naps. Coming up, we'll break down new data that shows taking a nap throughout the day could lower your risk for dementia.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The time is 8:26. I'm Laura Levine with your top stories. Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day, so let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gartner.
We have a flood watch that's in effect from the Triangle area southward and westward. We can see 1 to 3 inches. As a matter of fact, we've already had 1 to 2 inches here from Raleigh northward. The Weather Service just issued this flood advisory, and you can see, I'll zoom in a little more closely, you can see anywhere from about an inch to an inch and a half, almost an inch and three quarters in just a small area. Between, say, Raleigh and Wake Forest, and that's headed northward. We also have a severe weather threat. It's a level one risk from the Triangle area south and east. We have the potential for damaging winds and hail starting this afternoon and continuing through around the dinnertime hour. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, here's what we're looking at on the roads this morning. Certainly been some issues here with that rainfall. These are the major approaches into the city of Raleigh. Looking pretty good there, I-40 eastbound from I-885, but you notice down to the south, I-40 west from Cleveland, that is about a 43-minute delay right now. We've seen a crash in that direction. Otherwise here, let's take a look across our viewing area. Notice very busy right now. We did have one on I-440 that has since cleared. Certainly some congestion still in that direction, and I-40 westbound at Jones Sausage Road. So we'll continue to watch this here pretty closely as we go through throughout the morning, Laura.
Today, we'll get a clearer look at the efforts underway to protect your kids in school. The state Safer Schools Task Force will share some of its work in just a few hours. They'll review the latest data on how many school shooter threats are out there and tools to prevent violence before it happens. Coming up next on Fox 50, it's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Elizabeth Gardner is tracking a risk for storms, flooding, and potential tornadoes. Ahead on today, actress Chloe Grace Moretz.
It is a WRAL Weather Alert Day, and we're looking at our flood watch that is in effect now from the Triangle area southward and westward. We can see several more inches of rain as well as a severe threat later on this afternoon. I'll walk you through the timeline of our storms.
We're searching where the noises are, and that's all we can do at this point.
We are now past the critical 96-hour mark for passengers on the missing sub, as the oxygen supply is presumed to have run out. Despite this, crews are continuing to search the Atlantic Ocean right now.
The state's task force on safer schools is meeting this morning to review the latest numbers on school shooter threats. We'll have more on the trend that has law enforcement on high alert.
Thank you for joining us this morning here on WRAL News on kind of a rainy day today. I'm Chris Lovingood.
It is a rainy day, and I am Laura Levine. Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. I can tell you, Chris, I'm tired of the rain, but meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with us now, and it looks like it's sticking with us for quite a while.
We're going to see it at least through tomorrow, and then it really starts to back off over the weekend. Still potential for a few storms on Saturday, but it'll be much better. We do have that flood watch in effect from the Triangle area south and west. Already this morning, we've seen some potential flooding from Wake County northward. We've got a lot of heavy rain that's falling right now. You see this green box here. This is a flood advisory, so that means that we've seen as much as 2 inches of rain in this pocket right here. You can see that an inch there as it's moving into Granville County, and then as much as about an inch and three quarters up by Wake Forest, about an inch and a half down around Raleigh. So that's some heavy ongoing rain right now. So we do have that flood watch in effect. And then, of course, our level one risk for severe storms east and south of the Triangle area for damaging wind and hail later on this afternoon. We just have this batch of rain that's really falling heavily in Granville County right now. Beyond that, we're looking at a little bit of a break in the precipitation. We're still seeing some showers in Durham and Chapel Hill, as well as a lot of Orange County and Durham County moving on up into Person County. Here's a look at Franklinton. Franklinton continues to have some rain falling here as well. We take it through time, that batch of rain moves northward. We get a little bit of a brief break, but by lunchtime, here comes another band. This is when we'll have a better chance of severe storms from Raleigh, sort of south and east along this line that develops around 1 to 2 o'clock. That starts to move out by around 4 o'clock. That'll be when we'll have the best chance of some wind damage or isolated tornadoes. On through the afternoon and evening, it continues. Here's a live look at Durham, where we still have some light rain and 68 degrees. We'll see a high this afternoon of around 78. Lots going on in the tropics, too. This is Tropical Storm Brett moving west at 15 miles per hour, 70 mile per hour winds. That's the brand new advisory from 8 o'clock. Not much change there. It moves into the Caribbean and fizzles out by Saturday. And then here's Tropical Depression number 4, which will eventually be Cindy later on today. Winds at 35, also moving west at 12, but makes a little bit of a northerly turn. It does look like it is likely to become a depression, fizzle out by the early part of next week. So a lot going on for us out there, and we'll continue to talk about our current rain in just a bit.
And Elizabeth, happening now in the WRA Lives and all the rain you've been talking about and we've been experiencing for the last couple of hours, leaving some standing water in some of the streets here in Raleigh. Our former weather intern, Ethan Clark, sent in these pictures a short time ago. This is West Street near Union Station. You can see how the water has flooded that street to some degree. Also, this next picture is from Atlantic Avenue. You see cars navigating their way through that standing water. And this bears repeating, if you see standing water, turn around, don't drown. It's very dangerous.
Good info there. Thank you, Ken. We are following breaking news out of Johnston County this morning. First responders responded to a call of someone being hit by a car. The WRL breaking news tracker was at that scene and happened shortly after 5 a.m. on Buffalo Road in Smithfield near Smithfield Middle School. We've confirmed that two people were taken to the hospital, but right now we're still working to learn more about their conditions.
Two people are in jail this morning after a chase and a crash on I-540. This happened around 11 o'clock last night near the Buffalo Road exit. State troopers say they tried to pull over a car for aggressive driving when it sped off. That chase lasted about 2 miles until the driver hit another car before losing control and hitting a median. The driver and a passenger both jumped from the vehicle, ran, but again, they were arrested.
Right now, crews are looking for the five people aboard the Titanic submersible, although the oxygen supply was already due to run out over an hour ago. International crews, including two Coast Guard planes from Elizabeth City, are searching an area spanning 10,000 miles on the surface of the Atlantic Ocean and a depth of 13,000 feet. They're hoping banging sounds detected underwater will help narrow the search. A Campbell University professor says the search effort must stay strong, even as hope grow slimmer.
You keep operating in that scenario that there's always a chance. We don't know what has caused them to go offline. We don't know if there's been a fatal explosion. We don't know if they bounced to the surface and now they're lost in the clutter of the ocean or at the deep bottom. So you have to envision that this is going to be a rescue operation until you reach that point.
And Mercogliano says even if searchers find the vessel, it could take hours to get equipment down to it and pull it back to the surface.
Parents, you'll get a clearer look today at the effort happening to protect your child in school. The state's Safer Schools Task Force will share some of its work, including a tool to prevent violence before it happens. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is tracking today's discussion.
In less than 2 hours now, that task force will be coming right here to the Juvenile Justice Office to review the latest numbers on school shooter threats. This new information is coming from the State Bureau of Investigation's Beta Unit. That's a team of investigators and psychologists who assess active shooter threats in schools. The NC Task Force for Safer Schools is made up of educators, parents, mental health professionals, and law enforcement. They also plan to review updates to the NC Safe campaign, which focuses on gun safety. William Lassiter from the Department of Public Safety says there's been a spike in crime involving young people and guns.
The numbers that are really alarming. We've gone from about 3% of juvenile crime being that involved a firearm to last year. Over the last 4 years, we've seen that increase to 13%.
Lassiter says there were more than 4,000 juvenile crime incidents that involved guns last year, but only 3% of those incidents happened on school grounds. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an economic setback for the town of Wilson. Take a look at one of the top stories on WRAL Tech Wire. A glass company, a glass production facility for beverage containers, is closing. The company that runs the plant, Arduck, is based in Luxembourg. Some 390 people work at that plant, according to the Wilson Economic Development Office, all of whom will be out of work. Arduck did not respond to media inquiries from the WRAL News Tech Wire. Of course, you can read the full story on WRAL TechWire.
Ken, thank you. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Texas remain within power this morning as temperatures soar to the triple digits. The power is out after powerful storms that spawned tornadoes and caused widespread damage. At least two people are dead after a tornado that hit the small town of Matador in the western part of the state. The town's mayor says the storm destroyed many buildings, including a Dollar General store where one person died.
Back here locally this evening, the Durham Police Department is hoping to bring in new talent as it deals with a shortage of officers. The department is hosting an in-person hiring event at its headquarters downtown and a virtual one, too. It runs from 6 to 7 tonight. Durham Police has been holding these job fairs about twice a month. Earlier this month, a group of officers told City Council they're having to deal with the continued staffing shortage, and they have called for higher pay. And today is World Rainforest Day. Coming up, we'll show you how robotics is playing a part in preserving those ecosystems.
And we have a live look right here outside in Lewisburg this morning. Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell you what you can expect as you prepare for your day.
Well, that looks gloomy outside in Wilson as we're taking you live right now as you're watching WRAL News. A little rain that's pushing across there and other parts of our area today. We've got Elizabeth Gardner here right now. You're getting your meteorological workout because you're tracking the tropics, but also the WRAL Weather Alert Day.
And two items with our WRAL Weather Alert Day also. So we have the flood watch and we have a risk for severe storms later on this afternoon. Our flood watch went into effect this morning and it's from the Triangle area westward because this is an area where over the last several days we've seen up to 2 to 3 inches. Now we'll see 1 to 3 inches across the whole viewing area. But because we already have such saturated soil here, that's why the advisory is in effect. We also have a flood advisory. So that was the watch. This is the advisory here highlighted in green, where just over the last hour to 2 hours, we've had some significant rainfall totals. As a matter of fact, boy, it keeps on jumping. When I pulled this up just about 30 minutes ago, we had about 7/10. Now we have an inch and a half almost. So anywhere from 1 to 2 inches here throughout this advisory area. So watch for any flooding in that region. So we do have that level one risk for severe storms. We'll have the best chance of that later this afternoon after lunchtime. Right now, we just have this one band of rain that's really dumped some heavy totals there. Moving through Granville County, we still have some rain that's falling in Durham and Chapel Hill. We're seeing some showers in Henderson and Roxboro and even still around parts of Wake County. Here's a look at the big picture. This low is helping to spin this warm front from the coast inland. And on this side of the warm front is where we'll have the best chance of any severe storms. And that's, again, likely to be from Raleigh eastward. Right now, we're dealing with this one band that's lifting northward. We get a little bit of a break. But by lunchtime, here's noon. Here comes the potential for some severe storms. That lifts northward to the Triangle and through Goldsboro between 1 and 2 p.m. and continues to lift northward across the area through about 3 or 4 o'clock. That's where we'll have the best chance of severe storms. It doesn't end there. We'll continue to have rain on through the afternoon and evening, maybe even even a few thunderstorms. We still have the rain falling in Durham right now. It's very messy in downtown currently. 69 is our temperature. We'll climb to 79 for the high this afternoon. Visibility pretty low in the triangle, just 2 miles for, say, South Hill, Roxborough, Durham, Raleigh. Just a lot of low cloud cover, a lot of rain falling. Tropics are busy, too. Right here is Tropical Storm Brett, moving west at 15 miles per hour, 70 mile per hour winds. It will move through the Leeward Islands, bringing some strong winds and some heavy rain, so possibly some flooding there. It continues to move into the Caribbean and fizzles out this weekend. A brand new Tropical Depression number 4, looking a little weaker here just in the last couple of hours, but moving west at 12, winds at 35. The forecast is for it to become Tropical Storm Cindy by later this afternoon, and then swinging to the north, avoiding the Leeward Islands and dissipating here in the Atlantic before it reaches the Bahamas. So we'll keep our eye on that, definitely. Our pattern changes by Saturday. Saturday, we'll see some sunshine. We warm up to 87, a few scattered afternoon storms. Right now, Sunday looks dry and hot at 90. Pool day. And then after that, another storm system comes through for us on Monday and Tuesday with more rain.
Love to hear it. Thanks, Elizabeth. A milkshake for 99 cents or maybe a free sub. Both are tasty. Both are possible for you. WREL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here to share some tasty restaurant deals with us. So, Faye, who is offering these promotions?
Well, Chris, we got you covered. So let's start with Firehouse Subs. They will give you a free medium sub with any purchase if your name is one of the multiple names of the day that goes through tomorrow. You can see the Firehouse Subs social media for new names every day, and you'll need to show a photo ID at a participating location to get the deal if your name is picked. Today's names for June 22nd include Nicole, Joseph, and Kiana. You can see their Facebook page for the exact spelling. Plus, over at Sheetz, you can score a For Real milkshake for only 99 cents for reward members through June 23rd with the in-app offer. There's a limit of one reward per member. You can see the details over on the Sheetz app.
Faye, I wish I would talk to you a lot more because last Saturday, that was the day people with CH in their name got a free sub, so I missed out on it. So there's also some big retail news that dropped yesterday from Amazon about Prime Day. That includes some deals we can get right now. So what are your favorite early Prime Day deals?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. So Amazon Prime Day is now going to be July 11th and 12th. You know, it's a huge event. But right now, they've actually released some early Prime Day deals, which they do every year. And those deals are live now. So, for instance, you can get a free 3-month trial subscription to Kindle Unlimited or to Audible, and you can cancel at any time. So that kind of gets you through the summer with the free trial. Mm-hmm. Plus, that's you can get Ring video doorbells and bundles up to 62% off, Amazon Kids Fire tablets up to 50% off, and you can see a full list of the deals and all the details about Amazon Prime Day, which I'll be covering extensively on the WREL Smart Shopper column.
All right, lots to cover there. All right, thanks, Faye.
Thanks, Chris.
Explorers Club President Richard Garriott is speaking out about the missing Titan submersible. Two of the 5 men on board, British billionaire Hamish Harding and French Titanic expert Paul-Henri Nargillet, are members of the Explorers Club. Garriott says there is a possibility at some point the submersible was floating on the surface, but now is likely at the bottom of the ocean.
It appears now that it's most likely the submersible is sitting on the seafloor. And there's reason to believe the crew is alive because there have been sounds that appear to have been heard.
And crews say they're in constant contact with the families of the passengers on board as their search continues.
So many people still holding out hope. Family and friends of a father of 4 killed inside a highway work zone are calling for safer driving on the roads. I want to show you now a picture of CJ Bryant. Police said a suspected drunk driver hit and killed him last month in a construction zone. That was on I-40 near Jones Sausage Road. That driver is now charged with second-degree murder. Bryant left behind 4 children and a fiance of 16 years. One coworker said the driver who hit Bryant should go to prison.
He should sit there for the rest of his days. You should never see the light of day because, one, you hit him and you kept going. Then you hit equipment. Then you got out and you ran like you didn't know that you just hit this person.
Other workers say it is crucial drivers slow down and pay attention near construction zones.
A man accused of strangling a woman on a Raleigh Greenway is now facing charges. 28-year-old Jeremy Pittman now faces kidnapping and assault charges. Police say he attacked a woman on the Walnut Creek Greenway Trail off of Lake Wheeler Road back in April. NC State sent out a safety alert in response. Officers say they tracked down Pittman because the person who reported the assault gave officers a detailed description. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is defending his decision not to disclose a luxury trip funded by a billionaire who often has cases before the court. The news organization ProPublica found Alito took a private jet owned by Paul Singer to a remote part of Alaska for a fishing trip back in 2008. Singer is a wealthy hedge fund manager and Republican donor. Alito published a response in the Wall Street Journal saying the trip was not luxurious. He says he did not need to disclose it because the law doesn't require personal trips to be shared.
I think the really important fact here is that when Paul Singer later had cases at the court, Justice Alito did not recuse himself.
Alito wrote he didn't know about Singer's connection to any cases before the Supreme Court. ProPublica previously found Justice Clarence Thomas took vacations funded by wealthy businessmen as well.
If you didn't know, today is World Rainforest Day. Rainforests act as a large carbon dioxide catcher, with the trees absorbing harmful CO2 and emitting clean oxygen. But with rainforests under attack from deforestation, some environmentalists say it is time to use technology to fight back. Here's Ted Lindner.
You're probably familiar with the Amazon rainforest, the largest rainforest on Earth. But did you know rainforests exist on every continent except Antarctica? According to National Geographic, these ecosystems cover roughly 6% of the planet. But since the late 1940s, tropical rainforests have shrunk by more than half, mainly the result of deforestation from illegal logging and mining operations. Now, new high-tech innovations could help save these vital forests. Deep in the Amazon, members of the nonprofit group Jungle Keepers are using a solar-powered seed planting robot.
It's able to plant all of our seeds for our nursery, freeing up our rangers to do other tasks. We can plant up to 600 trees in a morning.
Once the seeds sprout, crews plant the saplings across areas where trees were cut down. Meanwhile, to better understand the navigation abilities of rainforest frogs, a team from Stanford University is attaching tiny radio pants to three species. The devices allow for better tracking in the dense forests. Scientists are hopeful that using more technology in the rainforest can combat deforestation and assist with tracking biodiversity. And with Thursday marking World Rainforest Day, you can visit worldrainforestday.org to learn more about how you can take part in saving these ecosystems.
That was Ted Lindner reporting.
Tonight, you can learn how North Carolina's leaders are working to support those with mental health disorders. Health and Human Services Secretary Cody Kinsley is hosting a town hall at 6 p.m. He'll be joined by leaders from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and state lawmakers. The town hall is in Cherokee, but you can watch it on the tribe's social media pages. Recent data shows more than 3 million people with mental health or substance abuse disorders are in our state. Wake Forest University men's baseball team has the chance tonight to punch its ticket to the College World Series Finals. The Demon Deacons will play in the elimination game tonight against LSU. They're looking for their first College World Series win in 68 years. Now, they lost to the Tigers last night 5-2, so that means they need this win to face Florida on Saturday in the finals.
The Budweiser Clydesdales are spending a second day in Raleigh. If you want to see them, the famous horses from Budweiser commercials will be at the North Hills Beach Music Fest. They'll be there as representatives provide a check to Folds of Honor. That's a nonprofit that provides families of disabled or fallen U.S. service members and first responders with scholarships. This is video of the Clydesdales at the Durham Bulls Stadium yesterday. And tomorrow, they'll be at the Carolina Mudcats game.
Well, the baby giraffe at the North Carolina Zoo finally has a name. More than 100,000 people voted, and the winning name is Finn. The little guy is only a month old, and this is video right here of his first steps. Oh, my goodness. The name Finn comes from the founders of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, Julian and Stephanie Finzi. And before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.